الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله، ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الزيان. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We praise Him. We seek His help. We seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own selves. Whom Allah guides, there is none who can lead Him astray. And whom Allah leads astray, there is none who can guide Him. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with the truth as a bearer of glad tidings and a warner ahead of the hour. Verily Allah and his angels send blessings upon the prophet. O you who believe, ask blessings upon him and greet him with a word of you. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, most of you I haven't had a chance to see since the Eid, so I'd like to say Eid Mubarak, and inshallah, hope you had a blessed Eid, and that Allah accepted your efforts in Ramadan, inshallah. Having passed through a period like Ramadan, which is a major milestone for the Muslims, is one of the five pillars of faith, actually two of the five pillars of faith, three of the five pillars of faith, all in four actually except I. Prayer, we make the five prayers in Ramadan. In Ramadan we also fast, which is one of them, and we also pay the zakat al fitr at the end of the Ramadan, and we also make the shahada every time we call the event for the salah. So these are four of the five pillars of Islam that take place in and around the month of Ramadan, this Hajj is coming up in 3 months, inshallah. So let us reflect a little on what we passed through and get ourselves oriented for this upcoming year in the fact of realizing some certain things about who and what we are and what our goal is and where we're headed, so that we can make the necessary corrections, inshallah, as we move on. First of all, where are we? Well, we're in the Hayat al-Dunya. We're in the life of this world. This is the first thing you have to do before you can start to correct any situation that you have. You have to locate where you are. So we're in the Hayat al-Dunya, and that has certain meanings with it. We'll go into later, but how long are we here for? Nobody knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. فَأَذَلَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ وَالْحَافَ أَعْرَنَهُمْ مَالِهِمْ مَكَانَ فِي وَكُونَ اَحْبِتُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَا مِنَ عَدُوُ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَعٌ إِلَىٰ أَحِيمٍ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, then the shaitan made them slip from the garden and get them out of the state of felicity in which they had been. We said, get you down, all you people with enmity between yourselves on earth will be your dwelling place and your means of livelihood for a time. So we don't know how long that time is. Each of us has different times, maybe we're all here for the same time. We just buried our dear brother Lukman yesterday. His time was finished on Monday. So we don't know how much time we have to spend in this dunya. But because we don't know means that we have to constantly strive for what it is that we should be doing in this dunya. Now, knowing that we're in the dunya, the next question would be, well, what is the nature of this dunya? What is the nature of the place that we're in? Well, this is a place of truth, and it's also a place of deception. The last time of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O Ibrahim, the Shaitan Rajim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about every soul having the taste of death, and only the day of judgment will we know what our whole reward is. This goes along again with us not knowing how long we're going to be here. There's a lot of things we don't know. A lot of things. We don't even really know what's going on inside of our bodies right this moment. So, knowing is something that we're limited in. But Allah is giving us certain signs and certain information about this life of this world, this hayat al-dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the life of the dunya is matal ma'ur, running after things of deception or brief enjoyment. So the life of this dunya is brief. This is what makes it illusionary and deceptive, is because we think that we have a long time to be here. And maybe, you know, 86, 90, 100 years may seem like a long time. But if we understand that Prophet Nuh, he preached to people for 950 years. So our time in this dunya is short, comparatively speaking. And compared to eternity, 950 years is nothing. So we understand that the deceptive nature of this dunya is that we think we have a lot of time here. And we don't. This is the shortest amount of time we'll ever spend anywhere. Because none of us know how long we were in the Al-Rayn before we arrived in the unseen, till we arrived at this place. And the Akhirah is forever. So this little piece of time that we spend here, it's very important that we understand that there's truth and there's illusion. And the truth is that it's very short, even though it may seem like you have a lot. So how do we discern the truth from the deception? We discern the truth from the deception through the divine guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in his book, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim, which translates to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shall we indeed call on others besides Allah, things that can do us neither good nor harm, and turn on our heels after receiving guidance from Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us that the guidance comes from Him. The guidance on how to discern what is true and what is false in this hayat al-dunya comes from Him. Allah, so the next point we want to come to is there any other source of guidance other than Allah? And quite obviously that question answer is no. Even though people think there are other sources. First of all, people think they can guide themselves. A lot of people do. They think, well, they tell me what to do, brother. I know what I'm doing. You try to give some wisdom to someone, or you try to give them some nasihah, take care of yourself. You know, other people, you try to give them dawah, we don't need that. I'm all right. You know, I'm good like that. So we know that people tend to believe there's other sources of guidance, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no other source of guidance except His. Well, of course, that the guidance of Allah is the only guidance. So that means that you have to learn what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you to guide you through this dunya. And how do we learn the guidance of Allah? We learn it from His books and His prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation that this is the book. This is the book. And it is guided sure without doubt to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer and stand out of what we have provided them, and who believe in the revelations sent to thee, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and sent before his time, meaning to the other Anbiya, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. And so we see Allah is telling us here that we learn the guidance from his Anbiya. The last of which the Prophet Anbiya is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of the prophets, and the last of his books is the Quran. Now you can learn guidance from any of the Anbiya, but the books that they brought tend to be what we have to go by for the guidance of, from the Anbiya. And these books, of course, have been altered and changed and some lost, all except the Quran. So while you can get guidance from all of the Anbiya, because they all had guidance from Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the guidance, the universal guidance to all of the mankind. And as we know, his book, the book he was entrusted with, is untampered with, and in pristine condition, and it speaks of the other Anbiya. So we can take from what the Quran says about them and guidance, and understand that the other books that came before the Quran, the Injil, and the Zabur, and the Sufi Ibrahim or Musa, they had Noor in them, but they don't exist anymore. And if they exist, they don't exist in the pristine condition that Allah revealed them in. So anyone with sense is only going to follow the best and final guidance given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was sent as Anbiya to the Alameen, to the all the worlds. And so we understand that the guidance comes from Allah through his prophets, particularly the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we are to follow the guidance that comes in the Quran and from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So once we have the guidance, what do we do? Well, seems obvious, but it's not always that way. Because there's a lot of people say, I know what to do, but they don't do it. I know what to do. I know that. Brother, your pants are hanging down. I know that. But then he doesn't pull them off. You know, brother, your nose is running. I know it. But he doesn't wipe it. So there's a lot of people who know things, who have this knowledge, but they don't act on it. And that's the next step that we have to understand, that we examine. We have the guidance from Allah. Once we got it, do we act upon it? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in his book, أَوْزْ بِلَهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّا لِلْإِنْسَانِ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. In translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, by the time verily man is in loss except those who have faith and do righteous deeds and join in mutual teaching of truth and teaching of patience and constancy. So we see that we have to not only gain knowledge, but once we gain the knowledge, we have to put it into practice. And we have to do these things. So, what prevents us from learning and following the knowledge? Well, first of all, it's the deceptive nature of this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the dunya is deceptive, as we said earlier. Then there's the shaitan. He doesn't want to see you be successful. He doesn't want to see you act on the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's your own nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his book, Uzu Billahi min Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna waddallahu haqqu. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, O men, certainly the promise of your Lord is true. Let not the present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceiver, meaning the shaitan, deceive you about Allah. So we see that Allah has named two of the deceptive things that keep us from following the guidance, the deception of the eye of the dunya and the deception of the shaitan. So don't let the life of this world fool you, and don't let the shaitan fool you about Allah, meaning don't let him whisper to you and say, you know, it's all right. Allah is not going to punish you right now for that. You got time to make tawbah. You got time to make hajj. You got time to do this. You got time to do that. It doesn't matter if you do this or that. Don't let the shaitan fool you about Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the nafs, إِنَّا نَفْسَ لَوَانَا بِسُوءٍ. Verily, the soul of the human being is inclined towards evil. This is from Surah Yusuf. And so we know that this nafs doesn't want to follow the guidance. We spoke about that earlier. You know, pull your pants up, brother. I know. It doesn't want to follow. So we have these three things that we have to always be aware of. The first one we talked about is the deceptive nature of the dunya. The second one is the shaitan and his fact that Allah goes on to say that he's an enemy to you. So treat him like an enemy. He only wants to see you in the hellfire with him. And not even so much with him, but in the hellfire like him. So we end your own nafs, which is going to incline either towards good or to bad. But the natural inclination is to do what it wants to do. So given the fact that we have these three things that we have to deal with, if we can in fact deal with them and get the benefit, what is the benefit of following the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, أَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we said, get you down from here. And if, as it is sure, there comes to you guidance from it, whoever follows my guidance, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this understanding. And if you follow this, then you will receive the nature of a believer, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلِمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ حَقُّ كُكَمَنْ هُوَ أَمَّا إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق والذين يصلون ما امر الله به ان يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب والذين صبروا ارجوا ربهم واقاموا الصلاه وانفقوا مما رزقناهم سيرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بحسنة سيئات أولئك لهم عقوب الدار جنة عدن يدخلونها ومن صالح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم banana huku bedan. It's about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing here the nature of the believer, the one who knows. Allah says, is that one who does know that which has been revealed to unto him from thy Lord is the truth, like the one who is blind. It is those who are endued with understanding and receive admonition. Those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and fail not in their plighted word. Those who join together those things which Allah has commanded to be joined, hold their Lord in awe and fear the terrible reckoning. Those who patiently persevere, seeking the countenance of their Lord, establish regular prayers, spend out of the gifts we have bestowed for their sustenance, secretly and openly, turn off evil with good. For such there is the final attainment of the eternal home. Gardens of perpetual bliss, they shall enter there, as well as the righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their offspring. And angels shall enter unto them from every gate, saying, peace be upon you for what you have persevered in patience. Now, how excellent is the final moment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, if you follow the guidance, first of all, you have no fear, nor shall you grieve. And then you have this nature of the one who knows that truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you what those people do when they have this understanding. They keep their promises, they keep their contracts. They join what Allah has enjoined together. They are afraid of Allah and disobey Him, and they are afraid of having a bad account with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will be entered into the Jannah. They will come into the Jannah, and they will have all that they wish for, along with those who are righteous from their relatives, their fathers, their wives, and their children. And they will be in there forever, and the angels will greet them with the greeting that we greet each other with. This is one of the things that we need to understand about saying Salamu Alaikum. This is not just a greeting. This is the greeting of the people of paradise. So when you say it to your brother, say it with the meaning that I hope you hear this in the Jannah. I'm saying this to you now to prepare you to hear this in the Jannah, inshallah. So let us not be casual without Salamu Alaikum, or walk by each other and not even say Salamu Alaikum, because you want to hear that from the Malaika. Every one of us would like to hear this from the Malaika entering into the Jannah. And Allah has said that you should want for your brother what you want for yourself. So inshallah, Allah will give us the wherewithal to do those things. Finally, what if you do your best and follow the guidance, but you're not able to do it 100% of the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, أُولُّ بِلَهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in translation, on no soul doth Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. So we all have a task that we are capable of doing. Now, the question is, are we going to do it to the best of our abilities? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every soul gets the good that it earns, and it suffers the ill that it earns. And He said, He gave us this beautiful dua. O our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which thou hast laid on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear. Blot out our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us, thou art our protector. Help us against those who stand against faith. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this is one of the two things that he was given that no other ummah was given. This in the ayah that comes before it, at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, when you make a mistake, when you have shortcomings, learn this ayah and learn this dua, And make this the dua for Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua. Inshallah, in the second part of the Quran briefly, we'll talk about Allah answering dua. أقول تعالى على استغفر الله لك وقول الله Everybody move forward, please. Come closer. You know, if this was the gym, if it was cold and everybody out there, if it was out, you would be coming up here and dead. So come on, please. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Fakir Samawat wa Arjizan ibn Malaikat Yusuf and Uli Adniyatan Matna wa Kulat wa Ruba. يزيد في القول ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. First of all, my apologies for taking longer than I usually take, but I felt that it was important because we have just passed through a very big time, and we need to consider and reflect and use that time to move us forward towards our Lord, inshallah. And so I'll make the second part brief. When we talk about dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a hadith through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nothing could change the qadr except the dua. So this may be confusing to some people because we think of qadr as that's it. But there's some qadr that's it. Yeah, like you have to die, you have to be born when Allah is born. But there's other qadr that can change. And if that's not the case, then why do we pray simple fatiha? Why do we make any dua if our qadr is set? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the qadr changes the dua. The dua changes the qadr. So you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says he answers the dua in one of three ways. He gives you exactly what you ask for, the way you ask for it. Or he avoids some danger that was going to come down on you that's equal to what you asked for, again, the qadr is changed. And the third way is that he holds it for you until you meet him in the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and then that dua expiates some of your sins. This is the best way, but it's the way that we usually want to reach. So, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask him for his mercy, ask him to help you to be better, ask him to move you forward, ask him to help you avoid what is wrong and do what is right. The other thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, Awuz Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, وَلَا يَعْصُمِ رَبِّ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَيَعْصُمِ رَبِّ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَيَعْصُمِ رَبِّ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from the lips of Prophet Yaqub when he sent his sons to find Yusuf and his brothers, he said, truly, never despair, never give up hope of Allah's soothing mercy. Truly, no one despairs of Allah's soothing mercy except those who have no faith. That is not us. So we do not despair of the mercy of Allah. We make dua with hope. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a khutbah that can come down to us, that, O people, reach the signs that have been fixed for you and get to the destinations that have been determined for you. Verily, the believer strives between two fears, the fear about his task concerning which he does not know how God will judge it, and his fear for the future concerning which he does not know what decree God has made therein. Let the believer take from his transitory life that which will benefit his akhirah, and from the world that which will benefit him in the hereafter. Let him benefit from his youth before old age comes to him, and from life before death seizes him. By him in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no possibility of penitence after this world, and there is no abode after it save heaven or hell. So we keep this in mind. To do what we can in the life of this dunya, don't be fooled by it. Follow the book of Allah, follow his anbiya, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we put here to do. All this other stuff is just window dressing. that they call beautification of the life of this world. It has nothing to do with getting into the accurate. The things we talked about today, these are the things that are important. These are the things that we must remember. These are the things that will make us successful. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمين المؤمنين والمؤمنات على جميع منهم وعلى اموالهم انك تسميع قريب مجيب دعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا اننا سمعنا مناديا لنادي بالايمان ان امنوا بربكم فامنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الابرار ربنا واتنا ما واتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا عند ذات النعمة انما اعطيتك عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى والنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.